This is Ozarks at Large. It's Friday, May 27th, almost the beginning of a three-day weekend. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And on this edition of Ozarks at Large, talking about what's happening this coming weekend, music, events, and more. And with us is Becca Bacon-Martin, who better to tell us what's happening this weekend. She is the editor of Northwest Arkansas
of
newspapers.
No,
but of What's Up.
Found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
And it's all about music this weekend. So if you're not the concert-going type, I'm going to fail you. I'm sorry. I won't do it again.
Well, we've had a lot of theater, so it's good to spread it out a little bit.
But it's all about music. Tonight is Primus.
Yes.
At 7:30 at the Arkansas Music Pavilion in Fayetteville. Primus vocalist and bassist Les Claypool describes the band's music as psychedelic polka. Kevin Kinder, the music writer for What's Up, says it starts with rock and includes elements of freak, folk, funk, and acid jazz. And if none of that means anything to you, here's a clue. They wrote the theme song for South Park, the TV series.
Oh, really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. They broke up in 2000, got back together in 2010, and they have a new album called Green Naga Hide coming out this summer. Tickets are $27. Should be fun. Also tonight, if you happen to be heading toward Little Rock, it's the first night of Riverfest. Widespread Panic and Poison are the headliners tonight. Admission is $30 for a three-day pass, which will also get you in to see Blue October, Papa Roach, Bare Naked Ladies, and the Charlie Daniels Band on Saturday. Digital Underground,
Nelly,
an REO Speedwagon, and a fireworks show on Sunday, and a ton of Arkansas favorites like Sugar Free All-Stars, Trout Fishing in America, and Big Smith throughout the weekend. You can find out more at riverfestarkansas.com. If you're in town on Saturday, Artemis is releasing a new compilation CD, a bunch of new music from Arkansas. There are 12 bands included on the compilation. Among them are Dam Arkansan, Sean Fresh, and Basement Brew. And they will perform live during the album release party that starts at 9 o'clock Saturday at Smoke and Barrel Tavern. It's $3 to get in, and that includes a copy of the CD.
That's a pretty good deal.
Mm-hmm.
On Sunday, something completely different. From 2 to 4 at the Fayetteville Public Library, Claire Deedles is doing a piano program on Arkansas composers.
Yes.
Florence Price and William Grant Steele. And that's free. On Monday, Dillinger Escape Plan plays at George's Majestic Lounge at 7. They've been on Conan. Mm-hmm. They're described as metalcore.
Okay.
Go with that. Admission is $16. And you can go from there to Smoke and Barrel to see a band called Pure X from Texas. They're kind of country,
mm-hmm.
kind of not. Also on the bill are Silent Diane and the White Creeps.
Okay.
And the show starts at 9 o'clock. On Tuesday, it's shareholders time.
Woohoo!
So there you go. A lot of Walmart shareholders will be in town.
And a lot of music. Darius Rucker and Lady Antebellum play at 7 at Bud Walton Arena. If you've been around here for a while, you know the drill. Guests of Walmart and shareholders first, Walmart associates next. If there are seats remaining, the public will be admitted after 6:45.
And it is how
free.
Free, okay.
And that's on Tuesday.
That's on Tuesday. On Wednesday, Walmart shareholders, again, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
That's kind of exciting.
That's a good one.
7 o'clock at Bud Walton Arena, same drill. Go get in line.
What time do people start queuing up?
Depends on the band.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sometimes really early in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say I know this guy who would like to see Bob Seger.
Maybe a guy named Kyle Kellums.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
What time would this guy get in line?
I'm thinking that's the one that's going to fill up faster because they've only got one headliner. And usually that second show is a big headliner. Like the Eagles were here a couple years ago and I didn't even make it to the door.
What time did you get in line?
5 or 6.
Yeah.
And they were just people were
I'd go mid-afternoon
full.
If mm-hmm. you really okay. wanted
Take
to
book.
See it.
Take a book.
Hang out.
Or have somebody hold your place for you.
Talk
no,
to people.
No, that's not allowed.
You don't want to do that.
Why not?
That's not allowed.
Oh, okay.
That'll go poorly.
Oh, my yes. friends are nicer.
It's not your friends you're worried about.
Well,
it's the people.
Okay, I've had
people.
Better experiences.
Okay.
Okay, if she does that, it's not my fault or Kyle's.
Right.
All right, on Thursday, we're not done yet.
Mm-hmm.
The Eureka Springs Blues Weekend starts at noon.
Yes, it does.
Headliner is Coco Montoya next Friday and Elvin Bishop next Saturday. And on Thursday, there's this little music festival that happens down on Arkansas 23.
Wakarusa.
It has a silly name and about 20,000 people who are going to come to hear the music.
Mm-hmm.
Here are some of the bands. North Mississippi All-Stars.
As a duo. I'm not quite sure which member of the band will not be
there. I
don't
know, but it's interesting.
But it's labeled as North Mississippi All-Stars Duo.
A band that you love, Grace Potter and the Nocturnals.
Yes, I do.
Umphrey's McGee, a band called Hallucinogen. Those are all on Thursday. On Friday, Lucero, J.J. Gray and Mofro, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings.
Reason to go right there. They had my favorite album of last year.
STS9.
Yeah.
My Morning Jacket.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Interview in the New York Times this week.
And?
Interviewed by Kevin Kinder this week, coming out next week.
Right.
Ghostland Observatory on next Saturday, Mumford & Sons, Thievery Corporation on June the 5th. EOTO is the headliner. Tickets are $184 for all 4 days, but you can also get daily tickets. You can find out more at wakarusa.com and follow Kevin Kinder on his blog at nwatunedin.com. He'll be there. You'll know all about it. Mm-hmm. Now, if music does not hit the right note with you.
Mm-hmm. So to speak.
A couple of suggestions. Tonight is the Grow a Film Contest results.
We'll find out the winner.
At the Nadine Baum Studios. It starts at 6:30 and it's free. Part of the Artisphere Festival. Tomorrow, again part of the Artisphere Festival, a children's program called Kindur.
Right.
It's about Icelandic sheep.
Yes.
But it's theater, dance. They've been here before.
Interactive. The children that go to this, they're part of the show.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
It does.
9:30, 11, and 2 on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Tickets are $6. Tomorrow is the Omni Peace Garden Tour.
Yes, which we hear about this show, this edition of Ozarks at Large.
Had the best time, went out to Lake Sequoia and talked to a lovely lady named Ann Reichert about her garden, which is not your grandma's garden. So there's a little bit of everything on the tour. That's 10 to 3 Saturday, $10. The May Festival Gallery Stroll is Saturday night in Eureka Springs from 6 to 9. And on Monday at 3 o'clock, Track Theater is presenting The Tempest, Shakespeare in the Park, at Gully Park in Fayetteville. It's free and has a great cast of people like Virginia and Justin Schauer, Asa Timms, Jordan Haynes.
Should be a lot of fun. Free.
And that ought to keep you busy until I talk to you again.
Becca, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.